Alex, on your website, you had an incredible story there about the possibility that maybe some kind of weaponry might be responsible for these birds dying and falling in Arkansas. Tell us.
Sure. The headline is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? And it's funny, I had the Mail story here that you just covered, Daily Mail. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? And then it admits that they're using basically HARP array-type ionizers to cause these massive storms, something that Dr. Begich covered 20 years ago, something that you and I covered in the last 15 years. So much of it is now out in the open. And so when we see 5,000 birds fall out of the sky, and now it's over a 3 to 4 mile area. First it was 1,000 birds over 1 mile, then 2,000, then 3,000, then 4,000, then 5,000. Some reports now are more than 5,000. But even on CNN, now they have the head veterinarian with the Arkansas Fish and Game Commission saying he's never seen anything like it, that their livers were pulverized, that their chest were pulverized, and that he'd never seen anything like it. It was some type of, quote, catastrophic event. I went and looked up past events. You might have a few hundred birds of a tree full of starlings get struck, but you don't have 5,000 starling blackbirds. You don't have ducks. You don't have other birds now pulverized internally. Now, this could have been some type of magnetic shift. It could have been, you know, sometimes it's been documented that meteorites come in and stone meteorites particularly and explode before they hit the ground. That could have happened. But if you rule that out, this isn't like a tornado going over a lake and sucking up a few hundred fish and frogs. That's been recorded many times and then dumping them out 100 miles away.
Right.
This is 5,000 birds. And I'm not saying it's the government or a secret test, but that's one of the main suspects because in our article, we go through all the declassified admissions of chemical, biological, radiological, but also electromagnetic testing that's been done in North America, but also many other areas of the world, including lethal tests. So if we didn't look at that, we'd been very, very remiss. But I have to say, I mean, one of the prime suspects here is some type of electromagnetic test or something around those lines. But I want to hear what Dr. Begich has to say. I just have one quote from the Army Times, April issue, 1997, in case anybody thinks we're out on a limb here. This was the current Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, at the time, now former. He said, quote, others are engaging, other terrorists are engaging, even in an eco type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. And I'm quoting the Secretary of Defense. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts.
Nick, I woke up this morning. I thought about HARP for some reason, and I said to my producers, I got to get Alex on. He's been doing some work about this, but I got to get Nick Begich on. I've got to ask him, what do you think? Possible?
Well, it is possible. And, you know, going to that quote that Alex just read, I used that quote actually in a book called Earth Rising, the Revolution back in 2000 when we published that whole discussion of sort of where this was headed in terms of technology. And HARP, you know, being part of that idea of manipulating weather and manipulating, you know, systems in such a way that you create some pretty bizarre type of effects. And then the issue with birds today, you know, the question of, you know, could a HARP-like system have that kind of an impact? And it's possible. There's some other things that kind of jump out at me. Do you remember a year, maybe it was further back, you know, kind of goes by quick, there was that area in Alaska where out in the Yukon where the trees just were decimated. You know, they were just like knocked over by,
yes,
and there was no sort of residual anything. And, you know, they attributed that to some kind of a weird micro blast, which could explain this. I mean, there could be a micro blast in the atmosphere, and we've had such bizarre weather. But when you think about the bizarre weather, I think maybe that's the even the bigger question is, as Alex said and as you read, electrostatics for manipulating weather systems are being used in various places. A lot of other systems are being used as well. And those create a downstream, downline effect that is very unpredictable. And, you know, consequently, take a look around the world and you see what are probably, to a great degree, natural cycles that are in chaos. But now, thrown on top of that, are sort of man the manipulator playing the game
and
weather
Nick
god.
And are they finding other species of birds? I mean, this is bizarre. Why are they just these red-winged blackbirds?
Well, that's very interesting too, because you know now that gets back to Alex's question about energy weapons. You know, if you have something that is designed for a specific liver or a specific body mass, you'll have one impact that's kind of perhaps transparent to others. And in fact, for the human body, there was an entire radio dosimetry handbook put together to figure out sort of how to affect liver, lungs, kidneys. And so when you hear this, all of them having this impact to liver and crushed, it is too bizarre. You know,
it's unprecedented.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you start to look at that and then you start to think about some of the new technologies that are out there, certainly that can be one explanation for it. And
now, what about the 100,000 dead fish? Is there any tie in here at all? What do you think?
Well, you know, that's another question. You know, if it were a really strong impacting microburst of the kind that was attributed to happened here, and who knows what that really was either. You know, I mean, nobody really has defined for sure, but a similar kind of event, you know, it would seem to me that it would be like the old fisherman with half a stick of dynamite, you know, the stories you hear about that, in terms of an impact to water, and or even a very strong acoustic signal, because acoustic signals travel very efficiently, you know, in water, and that would be, again, energy-based technology. When you think about a strong signal within the water transmitting with a tremendous amount of force that can cause in fish the guts actually to rupture where there's gases and so on.
We've had some severe weather here in the Midwest over the last few days, Arkansas being part of that.
Right, absolutely. But I mean, just to throw in here, if this was a Tunguska event like we saw in 1908, that didn't just kill the wildlife, even though the meteor or the small comet exploded before it hit the ground. It knocked down trees for hundreds and hundreds of square miles. And that's the larger issue here. Starlings, and this happened right before midnight, starlings nest. We've all seen these blackbirds across the Midwest. I live in Texas, you know, Europe and Missouri. I mean, these blackbirds are everywhere. I've grown up with them. They nest at dusk. They nest. They get in the trees or on the power lines as it gets dark. And so why didn't this air blast or whatever it, you know, could have been, why didn't it damage trees? Why didn't it damage houses? Why wasn't there a large boom reported in the Arkansas town of BB? I mean, believe me, George and Dr. Begich, I'm looking, you know, for reasons that this could be some type of naturally occurring event. But then when you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, when you look at these weapon systems, when you look at the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, admitting that they're accelerating terraforming or geoengineering testing, and then we see all of this freakish weather, and I mean, certainly on a giant planet, there's always freakish weather happening in one place or another, but there's so much just amazingly off-the-chart weather happening everywhere, and now there's more and more admissions of all sorts of bizarre manipulation going on. This is very, very suspicious. And the state veterinary experts that have looked at these birds, again, said that it was very strange. Their organs were almost liquefied, and CNN had this report showing the birds that had been dissected. They were basically liquid inside, and they said it had to be some type of incredibly catastrophic event. But here you have little birds sitting in trees.
Right.
I mean, I have to say, with the history of secret experimentation and the rest of it, in my gut, alarm bells are going off. I mean, this is over a 2 to 3 mile area. This is in the middle of a town, but no one heard a boom. You know, none of the structures were damaged. None of the trees were damaged with birds that nest at night. I mean, who knows what really happened? I mean, some are saying it could be fireworks, but now The bird experts are trying to rule that out. So I mean, obviously, you're not going to have 5,000 birds scared by some fireworks.